Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And we're here with Michael Murrow, Michael Murrow Landscape Design. So
Garden
happy
design.
To have you.
Garden design.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. So we were talking over the break, and really, you know, we're talking about curb appeal.
Yeah.
And how important that is, you know, you're driving up to a house. So if I'm thinking
to not
about,
have people drive off.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what are some ideas? You know, you want to sell your home. We want to make it look as attractive as possible and not scare anyone away.
Well, and in a lot of cases, we just want to do justice to the home.
Sure.
Right. You know, because when you get up there, it's probably fabulous.
Yeah.
But if it and the street is your first impression. It's that also that psychological light that goes off of your first impression. So important that it looks good. And a lot of times, one thing we're dealing with is retaining walls or rockeries. Some are in good shape, some aren't. So sometimes we want to look at an important part is drawing the eye away of certain things. And one of the ways we can do that is by creating a focus somewhere else. But having it be clean, tidy, well-planted.
Raked, edged.
it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
And do it ahead of time.
Right. Because we mentioned prior show that I looked at a fairly expensive home online. Because I look at literally hundreds of homes every day. And someone didn't even bother to get all the leaves that had fallen off before the professional photographer came. And I thought, this is a $900,000 house.
Right.
What in the world? You know, and this is going to determine whether or not people come to the property and want the property to look good when they get there, too.
Exactly. And if you've got the time, it's really nice to at least give it enough time to settle in. So, you know, you can't still see the stripes where the sod's been laid out.
Right.
Because I always see that and I think, oh, well, they just did this.
They just slapped it down.
Midnight, last night.
Well, right. that's usually a flipper, though, that you see
some
of that. But same thing even with, like, mulch. I've had people be like, oh, we'll go get a bunch of compost. And I'm like, oh, be careful because that smells like poo when it first goes down.
A
the last thing you want is having people walk up to your house going, what's that?
Exactly.
Is that a broken sewer line?
Yeah.
It's terrible. We had that conversation about your house. You were going to put down stuff, and I was like,
just
make sure it's not
it.
When all the gnats and flies will be flying around.
Well, I'm a big
around.
Fan of Cedar Grove, you know,
compost.
Me too. But you're right. It has to age like a fine wine. Got to let that sit out there for a little
bit.
A week
or so. Yeah. Yes. The neighbors might not love you either, but.
Yeah.
That's
but it's got to happen.
Thing.
It's got to happen.
Yeah.
So, okay, but what would be like good focal points? Like some of the things that we do, if everything else is generally tidy, and maybe it's a time of year that, like right now, we're just starting to see some blooming, but containers.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things I think about is, okay, so we have curb appeal, and then we've got the journey to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been using them for a long time. For good reason. Container gardens can have, they're portable. They offer color.
Yeah.
You can really dress them up and they'll steal the show. So not only are they an attractive, enhancing feature, they can also be a great way to funnel the view away from something you don't want to see.
Yeah. One of the things that we've recommended in the past is if someone has a painted door and they need, if they can do a fresh coat of paint on that, like say it's a bright blue or something like that, then get either container pots that might be a color that's similar to that. And then an opposing color to really pop that. And that really just draws that attention to the front and to that section of it, because, you know, maybe that corner isn't so fab, but if you can keep their focus on where they're headed to, then that really seems to make a difference. I mean, is that kind of the things you help direct people on?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Because we do everything from really staging homes to, believe it or not, we've done new landscapes for homes that are going on the market.
Mm-hmm.
These are high-end homes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
when you want to get top dollar, those things become more important.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think you get your value back there particularly because if you have $1 million house and you put in just a small amount of upgrades for the landscapes, you could potentially see double that in value of equity because it makes such a big difference. And this is especially when you have something that's a detractor, you know, something that's been let go or is unattractive. You're better off just to have clean lines, cleaned up in a lot of cases, than crummy looking plants.
Okay, so when you say clean lines, I start envisioning maybe grasses, flax, things of that nature, not necessarily, you know, shaved boxwoods or something like that. But, you know, because there's a lot of old housing around here that you see
And boxwood does work for some of those.
Yeah, it might be the right thing, but not always. But, like, I'll see older homes that haven't had a freshening up of the garden will have the overgrown evergreen shrubs that, you know, the ones that were put in the 50s that now are, you know, like a big mound looking like an old dinosaur out in the front yard. And they smell bad. So bad. Yeah, they're terrible.
1 foot away from the foundation.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, there's all those kinds of things. Like if someone's pulling something like that out, what would you maybe recommend that's fresh and new that they could put in today?
Well, for instance, I'll just use an example of something I'm working on. A home that's being prepared for sale on either side of the front stairs up to this great craftsman porch, there's two random plants. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them are terribly attractive. And what I would like to see happen there is to create some symmetry with two beautiful columnar plants that are evergreen by the front door. You want it to look good all year round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that won't get too large.
So, you know, there's certain types of conical evergreens like Taxus baccata. There's many varieties in that family. There are some conical evergreens and some types of ilex too.
Okay.
Like, for instance, the ilex family probably has 250 different varieties.
But is that ILEX in case somebody wants to Google it while we're
ILEX crenata. And you've got.
Does it have a regular name?
Chinese holly.
Holly. There you go. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds much
Most
better.
Most listeners
than,
are probably going to know that. I'm not expecting all master gardeners to be listening.
Right.
Right.
We have to brush up on our Latin, but it sounds a lot better than creeping father. So, I'm all good with that.
Yeah. Or maybe I need to brush up on my Asian language skills. It's Japanese holly.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
but
okay.
The cultivar that you want to be looking for, because you can just look up ilex, which is holly family.
Okay.
Sky pencil and sky sentry.
Okay.
Always look good. Really work almost anywhere, and they give you a formal but soft look.
Oh, I'll have to look those up. Okay.
They can be used across the board for a traditional look, or we'll see them in more modern landscapes.
Okay.
Where people want architectural.
Right, yeah. A lot of people buying these new constructed homes, I mean, they all have those kinds of lines. And sometimes, the builder is putting some of this stuff in. Sometimes they're not doing appropriate plants.
Or they're not doing much.
Or they're not doing much, exactly.
And I have a lot of clients that they may even be in developments. Where the same plant palette's been done throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, a lot of times they're doing that on purpose in the fronts, but you get the back as an option, but they only lay sod and maybe a little bit of edging, you know, compost or something like that. And so these are important.
And these are people that want something different.
Yeah.
They get what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
And they want something that looks different and suits their needs.
Okay, well, I know we're going to be wrapping up, so why don't you once again, give us all the different ways that people can find you and take a look at your stuff and learn more about landscape design, garden design.
Best place to review some of my work is michaelmuro.com, and that's Michael, MURO.com. I also have a Facebook
business page?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is also michaelmuro.com. And then there's Twitter. Nicholas Miro.
Okay, so if someone wants to even engage in a quick conversation, they can do that. We want to thank you for being on air. And thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be back next Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Join us then. Thanks for listening in, everyone.
If you could spit it out.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.